The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, July 14th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today I might have guests. I used the word because I extended opportunity, and the people just don't show up. They didn't show up last time. I'm hoping that they show up this time. They're supposed to be here for 11. It's now 11:12. So I shall wait. But in the meantime, I want to, let me just read this. Right? In the meantime, of course, you know about the great summer escape giveaway that Guardian Media Group is doing. I'm kind of excited about that because we have advertisement running all throughout the show. So I'm excited about that. And of course, it says you can win a trip for two. And this trip for two will include the hotel, it will include the luggage, and it will include $1,000 in cash, right? So all you need is your passport. So just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, and I have that because I'm going to be reading the editorial from that today. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper. You look through it until you find the application form, and you fill out the entry form, and you come to Guardian. And you drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian Oaksfield. It's right in the front. You just come there and indicate, I'm coming to drop it, and just drop it right inside there. And you tune in and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. Easiest that. We know what people winning before. You can win. That could be you. That could be you, right? You fill it out. Somewhere here. You might as well go on vacation on us, right? Says the Guardian Media Group, great summer escape giveaway. And of course, I need to remind you that the deadline to enter is August 12th. August right around the corner. And of course, the drawing is going to be on August 14th. Yesterday, as I was on the radio, my WhatsApp inbox. I have a Facebook inbox, and I also have a WhatsApp inbox, was flooded. It is flooded by people I casually know. Not necessarily know. You know, people meet you on the side of the road, but they got your number and you get forwards and you send forwards back and forth. They're not people who know me well, but they know me. There are people who I buy food from. There are people I do advocate work with or charity work with, but my WhatsApp inbox was flooded. And I got six, seven. I couldn't say that seven. Seven different people inbox me and ask, Nuri, are you okay? The first one didn't answer because I'm getting ready to go to the radio. I'm on the radio, so I'm trying to find out, what you mean if I'm okay? And I'm not sure if you noticed that yesterday there was a pause while I was talking because I was actually texting the person back and said, what's wrong? What's up? And they sent me a picture of James McPhee, a handsome man, and I wish to extend condolences to the McPhee family, right? James McPhee looked like me. I mean, we could pass for brothers, right? I see why they got confused, because when I looked initially when I saw the picture, I looked down and said, "What you have a picture of me for, right?" And I looked down and then I like skim through the writing and realized that James McPhee was a victim of a crime. He was murdered. And I text back while I was on the radio, that is not me. And Lady Frantic, she actually WhatsApped me back and then started calling me while I was on the radio. And I'm saying, man, woman, know I on the radio for 11 o'clock, right? And during the commercial break, she's frantically, in tears, said, Mr. Nuri, I'm glad you're okay. because this was forwarded for me to me, and they said, isn't this your friend Nuri? And I got, like I said, I got about six different texts of concerned people who were asking if this person is either related to me or is me. I'm going to read the article as I do this, right? It says, on Saturday morning, Emir, 2 days after celebrating his 59th birthday on Independence Day, James McPhee was left to die in New Providence Street. His twin brother, John McPhee, said the family never could have guessed they would be waking up to a nightmare. After James McPhee left his home that morning to head to his business, Environmental Response Concepts Limited, it's been particularly difficult for my sister-in-law, he told the Nassau Guardian. All up on, let's get, it continues on birthday on A5. So I'm continuing reading it. It says, obviously, she didn't wake up on a Sunday morning to deal with that kind of a tragedy. For someone who has been her rock and her support for all of her life. And I think for most of us, it is the fact that you know he died alone. He continued, just to know that he spent his last moments lying on the ground with no familiar face. Someone shared that day that they were coming out of the corner. They saw a crowd and my brother was lying on the ground all bloodied. And he said that he saw my brothers try to lift his head. But he said that on Sunday morning, before 8 a.m., two off-duty officers driving along Carmichael Road, a silver Suzuki vehicle hit a man who was lying on the ground. The police said that the officer said he had severe lacerations and other injuries to his upper body and was transported to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. The officers had pursued the Suzuki vehicle and said that during the chase, one of the occupants shot at the officers. The chase came to an end in the Somerset community off Cowpen Road when the Suzuki stopped and the suspects exited and began shooting at the officers. The officers returned fire and the suspects fled on foot, though one was found later with a gunshot wound in his lower back. Police said he was arrested and taken to hospital. James McPhee leaves behind his wife, two sons and daughter, whom his brother said are all distraught. McPhee was reportedly a victim of a robbery last year and was slated to be a key witness in the trial that hasn't started. John McPhee said the family believes the matter is connected to his slaying. That's the kind of pain you have to process because of the illness in our society. You know, the brokenness. The fact that we all live in this reality, really broken system, he said. McPhee said he and his brother grew up in Mayaguana before moving to New Providence as teenagers after death of their mother. We grew up together. My dad taught us boating in the far-flung island of Mayaguana together. We were born on the 10th of July, 1967, by no stroke of coincidence. We were both very, very patriotic and engaging as it relates to our love for the Bahamas. In fact, I often say to myself that I love the Bahamas more than the Bahamas love him. The brothers continued on to Government High School in Nassau, graduated in 1985. James McPhee eventually went on to receive a scholarship from the Life of Key Foundation, allowing him to pursue a degree from Monroe Community College in upstate New York. He said that since childhood, James McPhee was always an overachiever and a patriot. He was someone who loved the Bahamas, loved his family, and that was the kind of person in terms of his passion to pursue and to take risks and to try pathways that led to new opportunities for himself, he said. He definitely was someone who gave his best at pursuing Bahamian dream, the Bahamian Dream, jumping into the scene and are continuing their investigation, as well as the staff of Princess Margaret Hospital, PMH, who did all they could for his brother and his family. I wanted to read that, particularly because I didn't know who he was. I was not following this particular incident. But the very idea that people reached out to me distraught, I said, I need to at least go and read up about this good gentleman. And I found out that this gentleman, wife, attended school with me. So, like I said, I haven't spoken to his wife since we graduated. That was like 30-odd years ago, right? I grieve with her because she's a good woman. And to know that her husband, her lover, has transitioned like this. There are people who are saying that the persons who was detained by the police may have been involved with the incident that when he was robbed the year before. Most unfortunate. I see that I'm going to welcome her a little before I take the break. So before I take the break, I'll read one more story, the editorial. Then I'll take a break and then have my guests join me and we'll start the show on that. There's a discussion brewing in the Bahamas, a national discussion, right? About having these 300 teachers from Ghana. I think I started that conversation yesterday, trying to find the editorial on it. Okay. I found the editorial interesting, and I said I'll read that into the records, too, for Bahamians to consider. Sometimes we need the newspaper and those journalists to help us form our opinions on things, because we lack information. We lack information, and we need leaders to help us solidify what we should be thinking or what should we be discerning. I have a text here that says, John McPhee, the caller to GTR, is the victim, James' twin brother. Thank you very much. Guiding Talk. Oh, he's John McPhee, the caller to Guiding Talk Radio, is the victim, James McPhee's twin brother. Thank you very much, caller. And I extend regards to John McPhee, who's a caller here. Okay. This is the editorial for the Nassau Guardian that I'm going to read. Like I said, I have some guests coming in shortly. We'll be continuing the show, and I just want to put these into the record to make sure my listening audience is aware of such. Populism won't solve teacher shortage. Populism won't solve teacher shortage. We have long since stopped expecting measured public policy discussion on social media. Those platforms amplify outrage, replete with atrocious grammar, and seldom reward careful thought. But we do expect elected officials and aspiring leaders to think beyond the comment section before making pronouncements on matters that affect the future of the country. Therefore, we find the Free National Movement, FNM, criticism of the government's efforts to recruit qualified. The Bahamas has a serious teacher shortage. By the government's own estimate, there is an immediate shortfall of 300 to 400 teachers in our public education system across the archipelago. We have a particularly severe teacher shortage in the Family Islands. This is the result of years of retirement, resignations, contract expirations, migration, expanded special education programs, and teachers' compensation not keeping pace with the cost of living. To prevent that, our government over successive administrations has not contributed to this problem would be to traffic in fantasy. No matter the reasons, the government must address it. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education, Chester Cooper, announced over the weekend that the government is engaged in discussions with the Republic of Ghana to employ 300 teachers to fix. He also said the ministry is in discussion with several other countries to find more teachers. According to Cooper, Bahamian educators will continue to receive first priority for all those, and a task force is working to recruit recently retired teachers, recent graduates, former teachers who have left the public education system, and other qualified Bahamians. The suggestion that the discussion with countries such as Ghana somehow represent an abandonment of Bahamian teachers ignores both history and reality. The Bahamas, not occasionally, consistently, for generations, educators from around the world have played a critical role in our education system. Thousands of Bahamians can point to a Jamaican, Guyanese, Trinidadian, Nigerian, Ghanaian, or American teacher who have changed the course of their lives. The Bahamas Union of Teachers, BUT, has suggested the government should have consulted with it before finalizing the deal with Ghana. While the BUT has legitimate issues with the government, such as the conclusion of ongoing contract negotiation, it does not run the government. And we also agree with the broad sentiment of teachers that they should be paid more. They deserve competitive salaries and allowances, better working conditions, and the respect owed to one of society's most essential professions. So, do police, nurses, doctors, and many others employed by the state. But even if the teacher salaries were doubled today, tomorrow, there would still be classrooms without teachers when school reopens in a matter of weeks. The long-term answer lies in strengthening teacher screening, improving retention, making the profession more attractive, reducing administrative burdens, and ensuring more Bahamians choose education as lifelong careers. Those are structural reforms that require years of sustained commitment. When the September arrives, students will need qualified teachers standing in front of their classrooms. Provided every educator is thoroughly vetted, there should be little controversy in seeking assistance from friendly nations willing to fill critical vacancies. Unfortunately, some members of the FNM appear to have defaulted to what we believe is lazy. And I'll continue this. I see we have a commercial break there, and I'll bring in our guests in right after this. But this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Khan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Khan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Khan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Khan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train.
Attention, Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close now at theislandgame.com. Theislandgame.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily. And August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Clay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh Day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, my guest is finally here. We have Miss Veronica Duncanson, who is from Healthy Me, Healthy You, Mind and Body. She actually is a podcast about mental health, so I'm kind of excited about that. And the reason why I'm excited, because she is out of Fox Hill, and it's based in that Fox Hill community, and I say definitely want to make space to explore that. But before we go and speak to Miss Duncanson, let me continue this editorial so we can conclude with that. I just want to have that inside the record so we can commiserate about what is happening in the Bahamas, especially regarding the teachers that's coming here. Hopefully in September, we won't have any teacher shortage. The Ghanaian teachers will be able to assimilate easily in the Bahamas. We have similar cultures, similar taste in food. We share the English language. And hopefully the teachers union, the BUT, will be able to work and negotiate with the government sooner than later. And so they have their contract signed, and so everything is going to be up and running. And then we only have to worry about the renovations of the school. And you know, we can always be paranoid about that. But continuing the editorial, says, when September arrives, students like classrooms, provided every educator is thoroughly vetted, there should be little controversy in seeking assistance from friendly nations willing to help fill critical vacancies. Unfortunately, some members of the FNM appear to have defaulted to what we believe is lazy populism, rather than engaging with the complexity of the teacher shortage or acknowledging the practical realities confronting the education system, they have reduced a serious policy discussion to political attack. It is far easier to send out dog whistles that appeal to the instinctive xenophobia of many than it is to explain how hundreds of teaching vacancies should be filled. The Bahamas has benefited enormously from skilled migration throughout its history. Our healthcare system could not function without contributions of many foreign doctors and nurses. What should primarily concern us is not the nationality of the qualified teachers, but the quality of the education our children receive. And for too long, we have spoken about educational outcomes as rest entirely upon the shoulders of teachers. They do not. No recruitment strategy, however successful, can substitute for engaged parents. The conversation we should be having is how every classroom has a qualified teacher while simultaneously building a stronger pipeline of Bahamian educators and fostering greater parental involvement. Reducing the issue to slogans and nationalist applause lying may generate likes on social media, but it will not solve our teacher shortage. Playing games with our education system will only hurt children. I just wanted to read that because there was a number of people who had concerns about the Ghanaian teachers coming in. I saw this editorial and said, hey, I need to read this into the record. So I wanted to read that. I'm going to read this text and then we'll go on to my guests. This text says, CA, glad it wasn't you, meaning that the demise of the gentleman. And again, condolences to the family. But again, the judicial system has failed us. Take too long, but if you're a Bahamian female squatting because you're homeless or a victim of a Jezebel stealing your brother's home, the police and judges move swiftly. Trial right away, without witnesses, in all just the police making sure justice is done because other cases like rape, robbers, and murders aren't important. And I assume that this texter is vexed at the current situation, and that's why they text this, to voice their grievance. But I'll move on. I'll move on and speak to Ms. Duncanson to go in detail to explain exactly what does healthy me, healthy you, mind and body and soul. And this podcast that she, and talk directly inside the mic there, Ms. Duncanson, be what it is that you hope to accomplish and what it is have you been doing for the past several months.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. Healthy me, healthy you, body, mind and soul is a weekly 60-minute podcast that focuses on mental health, primarily because I myself have had challenges with my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Been missing in action for over 12 years,
mm-hmm.
Just around the time when Marathon Bahamas was being introduced, which was I was the brainchild of that initiative. I noticed a change in my behavior.
You wasn't feeling well?
Feeling paranoid. Working a lot round the clock just to get it off the ground. Because like I said, it was basically my brainchild. I knew what I wanted this thing to accomplish and just spent endless hours working. And just so suffered at the end of that. I noticed the burnout occurring. And certainly within 1 or 2 years, I was gone.
Mm.
And just spent the rest of the time until I resurfaced in January 9th of 2025.
Just recently?
Yeah. Just pretty much locked away.
I don't want necessarily to go in detail, but what do you mean by locked away so I can...
Just that. Wouldn't speak to anyone. Well, actually, I couldn't speak. I couldn't complete a sentence.
Mm.
I couldn't write, just paralyzed pretty much, and just a lot of negative thoughts. So when I say locked away, I was locked away.
Locked away, I understand.
You know, in a room, and whenever someone knocked at the door, you felt like I don't know who they were coming to get you. And it's a weird feeling, and if you have an experience, it's really hard to describe to anyone.
I understand.
But you don't feel like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're paranoid. You're second-guessing simple things. You're thinking like everybody's against you. You know? So it's one of those things. And the good thing I had was examples of persons who had lived a long time in my family. And I realized that there were things that they did that caused them to be their surroundings and in control of themselves, right? And mobile until they died. My grandmother the late Laura Jane Saunders Smith, one of them, lived to be 103. And at 97, this woman was helping the construction company supervise the building of my home. Mm. And so every day she would come. And she, her father was a contractor and a carpenter. And so she knew what needed to be done with this house.
So your episode...
My episode focuses on...
No. I mean, your battle with mental illness...
Yes.
...caused you to develop a new program.
Yeah. And it's because I figured that I could use the talent that I have as a journalist, mm-hmm. right? And I guess somewhat a broadcaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
To help other people who are living in silence with depression.
Yes.
You know, there has been, not so much recently, but there has been a stigma on mental health. And folk just won't talk about it,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's part of body, mind, and soul. And anytime any one of those parts isn't working to its fullest potential, then what results is your mental health suffer. Your whole body suffers, right? And so what we do every week is we bring in experts pretty much to talk about what you should be putting in your body, what kinds of things you should be doing to occupy your time
mm-hmm.
every day, what you should not be eating, what you should not be doing. And so our resident, we call him our healthy lifestyle expert, Dr. Cyprian Strawn,
mm-hmm.
Who is my doctor and helps to keep me zen, right? He's there very frequently. And we also bring in other persons. So very recently we had a nutritionist with the PHA, Miss mm-hmm. Carmelita Barnes. She came in and she talked about diet and the types of foods that you should be putting into your body.
So types of food can impact your mental health?
Oh, what you eat affects your mental health. She made the point that you may have a headache. What you really need, other than an aspirin, is probably just water.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you eat too much sugar, it affects your mood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? So those simple things that we do that a lot of people may not realize, those things affect your mental health.
So let's talk about the podcast so people can appreciate it exactly. and then come and support it in general.
Absolutely.
When do you do your recording?
Yeah, we film it, actually.
Yours is a film?
Yeah, we film it in front of a live audience.
Live audience?
At St. Anne's Anglican Church.
Okay.
Beautiful sanctuary.
At Fox Hill, correct?
In Fox Hill, mm-hmm. yes. Every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11:30.
So this Wednesday you having something?
This Wednesday, absolutely. This Wednesday is particularly important because for the entire month of July, we're celebrating independence. And so we started last week with a conversation that asked the question, what were you doing July 9th and 10th, 1973?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our podcast, Healthy Me, Healthy You, Body, Mind, and Soul on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
you can get that episode and prior episodes as well. This week, we are having on the podcast our official independence celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because one of our main beneficiary, the police in Fox Hill, who we consider national heroes, mm-hmm. right? All last week, they were busy with all the independence activities working.
Mm-hmm.
And so they couldn't really sit down and enjoy a meal
mm-hmm.
like they would be able to this week. And so this week, we're having our official ceremony, our official celebrations, which will take the form of a mass, a weekday mass at St. Anne's for a 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
We are very happy that our Member of Parliament, the Honorable Adrian White,
mm-hmm.
will be there, along with Doctors Agreta Enos Carey and Dr. Delisa Duncanson. So mm-hmm. they will be our three presenters, and they will be presenting on their professions and what they do to ensure that they maintain a proper balance so that their mental health is intact.
Being a politician, I expect, I would love to hear that commentary on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing Mr. White's contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Dr. Enos Carey, her mother is the late Mrs. Muriel Enos, who would have played a crucial role in the development of St. Anne's School in 1955.
Mm-hmm. She's a principal, eh?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so Greta will talk about growing up in a family of nation builders. You know, her father was the late Dr. Cleveland Enos. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to talk about that and how that formed who she is as a person and her commitment to nation building and helping other people. You know, she is she deals with the elderly. Mm-hmm. And so on a day-to-day basis, she has a whole lot of issues that she has to address, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, cancer, you know, just grief because someone has died. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be interesting to hear her contribution and how she serves as, I guess, a psychiatrist or whatever, you know, to helping to console those persons and making sure that she maintains the balance, goes home and fills her other role, and she keeps it intact.
Because I would like to know, how do people deal with loved ones, watching their loved ones die? So perhaps she can explain that. Exactly. Give me some information on that.
Exactly. And then our third presenter, Dr. Delisa Donaldson, comes to us out of Grand Bahama. And she grew up in a family that actually fed Grand Bahama, literally. Her father, Mr. Bird Duncanson, is a farmer. Mm-hmm. Particularly in what they call it, animal husbandry.
Husbandry, okay. Right?
So he would grow pigs and chickens. Mm-hmm. And so Delisa, as a little girl, grew up in the farm with her daddy, taking care of the animals and, of course, watching them go to market, right? Mm-hmm. And her mother was someone who fed the nation in another way. Aunt Dolores made cakes and pies and fed everyone. So she literally, you know, so that kind of, I think, helped formed her quest to become a doctor in the first place and now a business person in Grand Bahama and Nassau.
So I want to ask you, Ms. Duncanson, what is your overarching mandate? Why do you felt the need to, I'm going to do this, I'm going to pursue this and make sure that this podcast come every week and you work with all these, partner with all these people? What's your plan?
Well, my ultimate goal is to cause this podcast to become, if nothing else, the Bahamas' voice in the global conversation on mental health. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have a YouTube channel. That's why we reach out to and we encourage our readers and viewers to watch us and share to everyone on their contact list, because those persons are global for the most part, right? And there is going to be, by September, an active tourism component of the podcast, in that we are going to be looking to bus tourists from Atlantis in the first place, Atlantis and spots, into the podcast every week.
Okay.
To participate in the conversation.
The live conversation.
Exactly. To listen and then do a tour
of the Foxer community.
Well, in the first place, St. Anne's church and the school and learn the history of Father Pugh, Mrs. Enos, and now their current principal.
Okay.
And her team, Mrs. Janan Fernanda Lewis, right? And so, because there's a lot of history there, and then we'll look to expand it as we go on. But that's the plan. And so, yeah, so we're very serious about healthy me, healthy you, body, mind, and soul being the Bahamas' voice in the global global conversation about mental health. And it's for two reasons. I mean, a number of reasons, but primarily, I believe that the Bahamas is where God vacations, seriously. And when you look at the view from St. Anne's Church and that beautiful blue water, you say, yeah, that's right. But studies now support this view because they say to deal with stress is to go walk by the water. And if you could get in the water and there's something with the tide, the waves, right? And the sound of the waves that helps to relieve stress.
Well, mental illness is something that it seems as if our government is making efforts to make legislation, because I see they have like a mental illness day you can apply for. I see, I know where I work, they have, you could take mental illness day off as part of the week, right? In this Guardian area, we see we have a number of people on the streets dealing. It's a huge number. We walk on the streets now in Oakville. This just seems like the number is increasing. Every day you see another person, and they're young now. They're not old men or old women, but these are 20-something. I'm trying, and I'm, as I walk, traverse the street, I want to say, what are they going through so that they're on the street and seem to have lost their mind, right? What can we do to address things like that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that you'd make that observation. I taught at UB years ago, right? And one of the things I did at the beginning of every semester would be like an introduction. And so I had some basic questions that I would ask students, right? One, okay, get up and introduce yourself. Your name, who you are, basically who your people is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who your grandparents? What island are they from? Where do you go to church? Right? Who are your mommy's friends? And it was interesting for me that a number of the young people did not go to church.
Mm.
Their parents never took them to church. Right? Then they just had no sense of belonging. They didn't know who they were.
Mm.
And if you don't know who you are and you have no sense of a higher being, those things could leave you vulnerable for issues that occur, because life is difficult. CA, you know, every day, if you don't have someone, a higher power who you pray to, right? If you don't have anyone who is your family,
mm-hmm.
right, who you could talk to, then go to the lamppost.
So connectivity to your family, connectivity to your church, connectivity to your God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the other things, right? What the basic things in the hierarchy of needs, right? Food, shelter, right? And then you build on that. And so another thing is these young people didn't have a home. Like when you say, where do you reside? Like they've been moving so many times.
Mm.
So you don't have chance to make friends, because when you move from one apartment to another, you have to change schools. You know what I mean? So all the things that make for a stable life, you don't have Grammy when school over to go home to, you know what I mean? To have that cooked meal. You eating fast food all the time.
You didn't mention diet.
Yeah, you understand? So all those things that I don't know about you, but that I grew up on,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't have.
So if there are, in my listening audience, people out there who like to attend or like to participate or like to assist you with your mandate, say, well, I see what you're trying to do, and I have some ideas to help you with it, how can they contact you?
Well, certainly we welcome you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30. We promise you within an hour you're out of there. It's a safe space. If you are experiencing any of the symptoms that we're talking about, it's a safe space. Just come, listen to other people, learn from their experiences, and there's usually at least one priest in the audience, right? There's at least one doctor in the audience. So there's that expert there that you can talk to. Free.
So can they come and attend and voice their feelings?
Absolutely. You're there and you ask questions. It's an interactive platform. And then if you can't make it, certainly every Saturday it drops on our YouTube channel, Healthy Me, Healthy You, Body, Mind, and Soul. And in terms of assistance, you can contact us at laurajanemarketing@gmail.com, laurajanemarketing@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to send you copies of our recent podcast, as well as our rates, which we think are very, very favorable.
Ms. Duncan, I see I have a phone call here. Kermit, could you prepare that? Someone want to engage you? You put on your airpiece right there so we can see what they're saying. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. We're talking to Ms. Duncanson, who has a podcast that she runs every Wednesday. It's an interactive podcast. It's at St. Anne's Church in Fox Hill. And she's inviting you to come out this Wednesday, which is tomorrow. But go ahead, caller.
Hey, great show. You just see any guest. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I like your guest. She failed to mention, right, that medications, some medications, right, the side effects are actually depression. And a lot of people are actually misusing medication, other people medications, and getting that type of side effects. So she need to look at the medication perspective also.
Okay, man, I appreciate that. So your typical guest, you know, you have doctors and you have therapists who tends to be in the audience and tends to give support and information at your various podcasts. Can I ask questions like, what about my medication? What about diet? What about exercise?
Absolutely. Dr. Strawn is there, like I said, every other week. If he isn't there physically, he's not far away. And so we can WhatsApp him during the podcast, and he'll have an answer to you before the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Right? So we have that. With regards to medication, certainly I'm not a medical doctor, and mm-hmm. so I would refrain from addressing that. But I know in terms of my own self, I'll say it on radio, I stopped taking my medication.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to interrupt you because I'm listening to you.
Right.
But I want, are you prepared to talk about your struggle?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you were prominent, and then you just disappeared. But are you prepared to say, this is what happened to me, and I sunk to a dark place?
Absolutely.
And I crept out Absolutely. And clawed my way out.
Absolutely.
And because there might be other people who...
It's other people who need to hear that Veronica Duncanson went through it. And not only that she went through it. See, for me, it's going through it was part of it, but coming out and understanding why you're still here. Because everyone didn't make it out. Right?
Hmm.
Some of them crossed Jordan.
You didn't make it go on the streets. You didn't walk barefoot and counting lampposts per se. You are still here functioning.
I'm here functioning, but after 12 years of taking a break. See, I had the good sense to know that if I gave my body time, it would heal itself.
Hmm.
And so when I was in a state of paralysis, I couldn't write. I could not write, see. I could not speak. I could not string five words together to make a sentence. In my head, I knew that I could. But when I opened my mouth, I couldn't speak.
What did your family say?
Well, they didn't know. They didn't know how to cope because... This was this woman who here was the woman who did everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Ignore your phone. Go ahead.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I think my family couldn't understand what was going on. And they wouldn't have because this was the first, I think I may have been the first person that they had to deal with this, you know what I mean, with. And I mean, I was the person who kept the family together. I was the person who organized everything. I was the person who, you needed something written? Call Veronica. Something organized? Call Veronica. Right?
Ms. Duncanson, we'll have to continue this story because we're running out of time to ask more. But I'm going to ask this last question so you can address the listening audience. And then I want you to remind them when...
Sure.
Your thing is, you did. Have you? Were you conscious that something was wrong?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I think that is why. Not I think. I knew something was wrong. That is why I disappeared. Because I knew that had I stayed any longer than I did, I would cause harm to whatever good I had done. And so I disappeared, and I disappeared, like I became a hermit. So by the time as COVID came around, that was my norm.
Yeah, complete reclusion.
I was already isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Social distancing was already the order of the day for me.
I understand. So remind us on what's happening tomorrow.
Sure. Okay, so tomorrow in our podcast up at St. Anne's Anglican Church, 10:30 to 11:30, we are going to be celebrating our independence, the 53rd anniversary of independence of the Bahamas on the podcast. And of course, our celebrations will be focused around our mandate, which is mental health. And so tomorrow we're going to hear from our Member of Parliament, the Honorable Adrian White, and he will speak about maintaining your mental health as a leader in the community. Doctors Agreta Enes Carey and Dr. Delisa Duncanson will speak about maintaining their medical health as physicians and as business people, balancing the various other roles. And we're also tomorrow going to continue promoting our newest initiative, which is called a Moving Memorial, where we seek to identify and honor nation builders who reside in the community of St. Anne's.
Okay. We're talking to Miss Veronica Duncanson. We're going to invite her back. I'm going to invite her back to have a different aspect. We're going to talk about her journey, right? Feeling different and needing to take a break and telling that story and then to tell people there's hope at the end of this that dark tunnel. We can invite her back for that. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It was a pleasure, Ms. Duncanson. I will welcome you back and invite you back to do our interview again. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.